Do you all know why I assembled you here today?
You're finally gonna pay us.
You guys are funny. Guess that's why I hired you. Anyway, I've ran into a problem with my plans for the upcoming theocracy.
You're planning a theocracy?
Of course I am. All the liberals keep saying it's coming, and I want to be at the forefront of it. In a generation's time, America will be overrun with conservative Christians.
How?
Simple. We'll outbreed them. All those liberals and their abortions and alternative lifestyle just aren't producing children. But I and others like me will have tons of children, raise them all to be conservative Christians. My family will have at least 8 kids alone.
I am not having that many children. That'll ruin my figure.
Quiet, woman!
Ah, my groin!
I need that for my plan.
So what's going to happen to the Jews in this Gentile overrun future?
They'll be put into a reservation. Maybe Manhattan.
Can we have casinos?
Sure. Why not?
What about atheists?
They'll be brutally murdered as commanded by Jesus.
Jesus never said that.
Pretty sure he did. Bible's kind of long, though. And I sometimes get parts confused with things I read in Tom Clancy novels. Anyway, atheists will be brutally murdered. That I'm sure of.
I just wanted to be known that I love Jesus.
Really? What do you like most about him?
How he, came back from the dead and then didn't try to eat people's brains.
That was nice of him.
So what was the problem with your plan you mentioned?
Oh yeah, well, with all those kids, think of the college costs. With the way tuition is rising, 20 years from now, only the 3 richest kings in Europe will be able to afford to send their kids to college. But if we start our own college, we can put our kids through it for free.
And pay ourselves absurd wages.
No hippies on our campus. We'll knock them down and step on their necks.
And I'll shoot them. Pow, pow, pow. Shooting is fun.
Guys, shouldn't we avoid the mistakes liberal colleges make and instead of crushing other viewpoints, encourage a diversity of thought?
Whoever punches Space Monkey gets tenure.
Ow.
Good job, Kevin.
So when do we get started?
As soon as possible. I'm handling the paperwork now. Kevin, any legal opinions on this?
In my legal opinion, you're all gay.
We really need to get a better lawyer.
I am A O.
I am AOPodcast.com with Frank J.
I just peed my pants. I can't hold the excitement.
Sarah K.
I'm awesome.
Harvey.
I got it. How about gay midgets?
Space Monkey.
I've hated McCain ever since he killed McGable.
Right Wing Duck.
No more talkie talk.
Kevin.
Frank would be tongue-shining my black wingtips, that's for sure.
And Lawrence Simon.
You know that everybody listening is going to blame me for this thing sucking.
The IMAO podcast theme music by Seattle-based artist Alaco. Alaco Music. www.aalaco.com.
Think we could have a tower on campus that shoots pillars of fire into the air?
What for?
Ambiance.
Hey, look, it's the president!
Hello, my fellow Americans. I'm here to give the commencement speech for IMAOU.
But the school year just started.
Really? Oh, man. Andy Card screwed me again. Alright, well, hey, can I at least get an honorary degree off of you?
No, we have high academic standards at IMAOU. We're not going to give a degree to someone who barely did better than John Kerry at Yale.
Just give him a diploma, sweetie.
It's not like they're pieces of candy I carry around.
There are 3 in your pocket right now.
Fine. George W. Bush. Here you go.
Wow, hey, now that I have this diploma, I feel smarter. The sum of the square root of any 2 sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
That isn't even close to being an actual mathematical equation.
It's not?
No.
Well, the economy's doing all right, so I guess I must be okay with some numbers. Well, I got a war on terror to get back to, kids.
Yeah, you go do that.
Talk to you later. Thanks for diploma. Bye-bye.
Buenos dias, yo soy su profesor, Right Wing Duck. Buenos dias a mi clase de español. Si? No, the French class is down the hall, just follow the smell. Esta clase es español para gringos. That's Spanish for you people. Why learn Spanish?
Spanish is an important language. It's spoken in a lot of Latin American countries like El Salvador, Mexico, and California.
Why don't we just learn English? You paid your tuition, right? Okay, let's get to our first lesson. Kindly open your textbooks to chapter 1. Ready? You are at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Mexico City, and you would like to apply for a driver's license. Ready? Me gustaría aplicar por una licencia de conducir. Ah, you're right. Trick question. You couldn't apply for a license in Mexico. You have no papers. I was just messing with you guys. Let's use some Spanish that you really need. ¿Cuánto cuesta esa bolsa de naranjas? How much is that bag of oranges?
This is World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Today's topic is stupidity. You'd think with all our vaccines, modern technology, and internets, we'd have eliminated stupidity by now. The things that destroy stupidity, common sense, the real world, are all about us. They inoculate people from stupidity through a phenomenon known as beating the sense into someone. Yet stupidity still exists, and even thrives in some area. Where does it hide from the real world? The answer, of course, is the college campus. You see, a college campus acts like a clean room, protecting fragile stupidity from all the forces that could destroy it. In a way, you could compare stupidity to the disease tetanus. Tetanus dies in contact with air, but it can wait on a rusty nail until someone stubs their toe on it, and thus the disease is transmitted. Colleges are the rusty nail that holds the stupidity, protecting it from the real world, waiting for someone to stub their toe and become infected with it. Well, what can you do? Avoid college campuses at all costs, or the stupidity will get you. Otherwise, your only inoculation is the IMAO podcast. Though, of course, some claim we're a carrier. This is Frank J., and now, you're just a little bit smarter.
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week, I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting, yet completely useless and probably untrue, information about each of the 50 states. This week, we're stopping in the heartland of America to visit Illinois, so let's get started. Illinois became the 21st state on December 3rd, 1818, and, except for Arkansas, is the only state that carries the death penalty for pronouncing the S at the end of the state's name. Politically, Illinois is like two states in one, the Chicago area, which is urban and heavily Democratic, and the rest of the state, which is rural and sane. Chicago politicians are easily identifiable by their colorful, bright me lapel pins. During the Civil War, Illinois was bitterly divided between those who wanted black people to vote and those who wanted to restrict the franchise to white people and the dead. Although Illinois borders both Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River, most citizens get their water from large, camel-like humps on their backs. Every year, millions of Illinoisans head north to the Wisconsin Dells to spend their money on water parks, souvenirs, and speeding tickets. Few people shop at the malls in Illinois due to the twin hazards of high sales taxes and recklessly driving blues musicians. The world's first skyscraper was built in Chicago in 1895. When completed, it was 9 stories tall and was immediately destroyed by God for using non-union labor. At least according to the Teamsters who witnessed the event. Thanks to Illinois' strict gun control laws, you may wander about freely after dark without having to worry about being mugged by a law-abiding citizen. People from Chicago like to brag about their Chicago-style pizza, but it's really just regular pizza sprinkled with bits of people who hired non-union labor. I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Here's some safe partying tips from renowned samurai Miyamoto Musashi.
In college, there are many great parties. But if you're foolish, you'll go over line. Only find dishonor. If you must drive to party, you must have designated driver. He will be one who will not drink, have no fun at party. He sacrifices self for the greater good. Very honorable. When you try to pick up woman at party, remember, no means no. As when you try to catch fish and fail, you will remember that there are many other fish in sea. So is it. If one woman says no, there are many other sluts at party who will say hi. Unless, of course, party is big sausage fest. Then you need to find better party. So remember, safe party tips. You listen to me, Omatu Musashi. Then you have fun. Do not find dishonor.
Now, more fun facts about Illinois. It was the original French settlers who chose the white-tailed deer as the Illinois state animal. They looked upon it as a kindred spirit, since it appeared to be raising a white flag while fleeing at the first sign of danger. The state tree of Illinois is the white oak, which is just plain racist. The state snack of Illinois is popcorn. More racism. Springfield is the capital of Illinois. While there, be sure to visit Lincoln's Tomb and Moe's Tavern. The state dance of Illinois is the square dance, except in certain parts of Chicago where it's the I Need Crack Jitterbug. Chicago was the setting for George Romero's movie Night of the Voting Dead. The Sears Tower in Chicago is the tallest building in North America and contains enough office space to hold a year's supply of Twinkies for Michael Moore. People from Chicago must pass a literacy test before they are allowed to vote, which consists of correctly identifying the letter D. Chicago is home to the world's largest public library. Sadly, not enough of the books have pictures to make it of any use to the Irish. The city of Bloomington, Illinois consists of 60% women and 40% men. Heck, even Frank J. could get lucky there. If he weren't, you know, already attached. Sarah Kay is gonna kill me now, isn't she? Well, that wraps up the Illinois edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, we'll be sneaking eastward across the border into Indiana. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go eat some popcorn because I'm a racist.
Good morning, class. Welcome to Intelligent Design 101. I'm your professor, Space Monkey. I'll be taking you on a tour of our universe, which is obviously too complex to have been a mere accident like our evolutionary friends are saying. Yes, SpaceMonkey. Yes, I suppose it is a bit ironic, my name being Monkey, considering my subject matter. Well, they say that the universe occurred accidentally. Life occurred accidentally, and everything is based on chance. Well, did you ever see an accident where both cars were improved by the collision? Settle down. Don't be going all apey on me now. On that note, I guess we'll just end class, and we'll meet again same time next week. Lord willing.
Welcome to She Blonded Me with Science, the segment where the beautiful and blonde IMAO blogger Sarah Kay answers complicated conundrums of science.
Why is the ocean blue?
Because it reflects off the sky.
Then why is the sky blue?
Because it reflects off the ocean.
Well, why is grass green?
Because it reflects off the sky, which is blue, and the sun, which is yellow, and yellow and blue make green.
Then why isn't the ocean green?
Because the salt in the ocean water absorbs the sun, and if you absorb something, you don't reflect it, obviously. So, just blue.
It's so simple when you explain it.
I'm so simple.
Oh, yeah.
I blinded you with science, Danny. Mana, yeehaw, oh yeah. Whoa.
Hi, I'll be teaching the comedy class. My name is Professor Frank J, but you can call me Dr. J. Anyway, comedy is a subject of much gravitas. I assume all of you have read my website and seen what a humor genius I am. How can you not find me funny? Oh, you're one of those who thinks conservatives are incapable of humor. Well, let me show you something. class, there is your first lesson in humor. Seeing someone you don't like hurt is funny. Look. He's bleeding. Red is a funny color. I scare you. Humor can be scary sometimes. Anyway, I have a treat for the class. Look at this delicious banana cream pie. Who wants it? Do you want it? I'm pretty sure you want it. Look, he's covered in pie. He looks like such a fool, and he just has to sit there taking it, because I am the professor. I just emasculated him in front of the whole class. Oh, that's too much. Well, class, your first homework assignment will be to hurt someone you don't like and then laugh at him. No, not me!
Hi, I'm your teacher, Professor Sarah Kay, but you can call me Professor Pretty. You better think I'm pretty! Now, as you know, since you did sign up for my class... Get out! Anyway, as you know, since you did sign up for my class, we are studying world religions. Now, there are three major world religions, the only ones we're talking about anyway, and they are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, Christianity is all about love and being like Jesus and not killing him. Now, Judaism, which is about, you know, sacrifices and rituals and stuff, is also about killing Jesus. Because your people killed Jesus, right, Lawrence Simon?
Yeah. And we do it again.
Get out of my class, you Jew! Now, the other major religion, Islam, is all about killing people from any religion but Islam, including Jesus, if they had thought of it first. They're kind of mad they didn't. I'll tell you what's historically accurate. I'm the teacher. Teacher Pretty. Professor Pretty. Well, anyway, that's all there is to know about world religions. Now go worship Jesus.
Hi, I'm your friend, Lawrence Simon, and it's time for another crappy bedtime story. This week, we're going to enjoy There Was an Old Woman Who Lived in a Shoe.
That's not a bedtime story. That's a nursery rhyme.
Well, that's what makes it crappy. Ready? Here we go. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. So she went on welfare, had a few more children to increase the monthly stipend, and then spent all the money on getting her hair done, weekly nail treatments, a TiVo, you know, everything but what the child support payments are supposed to be for. And a few of them, well, let's just say that she might have spent a weekend at the Neverland Ranch and brought a camcorder with her. I can't say more because of the lucrative settlement she got out of Michael Jack. Forget what I said about that. And she spent all of her money getting Jimmy Choo shoe to live in. Yeah. Okay, when it came time for college for the kids, she arranged for her kids to get financial aid and student loans that they never did end up paying back. Isn't California great? The end.
You know, she could have sent a few kids through ROTC. Poor people are forced to do that these days.
Okay, fine. There was one who went off to the Marines and died for freedom in Iraq. The woman met with the president, they cried a bit together, and then Michael Moore and MoveOn.org drove her nuts. And she made a complete fool of herself in the media, demanding more time with the president and demonizing Israel. Michelle Malkin then proved that she...
Stop talking about Michelle Malkin!
I think I'll just end it now. The end. This has been a crappy bedtime story with your friend, Lawrence Simon. Now go to bed!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Professor Harvey's Geography class. Today's topic will be France. France is easy to find on any map of Europe. Just look for the yellow country. The French flag consists of a white background with two white stripes. France's main exports are wine, cheese, and a wicked stench. France's main imports are oil, textiles, and German soldiers. Any questions?
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, it sort of smells like a mix of wet dog, leaky diapers, and moral cowardice. Okay then, tomorrow's quiz will be on French military victories, so let's review. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Reviews are the bomb with Sarah Kay. A clever sitcom is my topic today. Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Sarah Kay, and reviews are fun. Today we're going to talk about a little sitcom that I like to call Arrested Development.
Isn't that its actual name?
Well, yeah. That's why I like to call it that. Anyway, we've been watching the second season of Arrested Development, which comes out on DVD October 11th.
We need to buy the first season. That show is really good.
Hey, I'm talking, and I'm the one that decides whether a show's good or not. Okay, so the show's about this family, and they're super crazy, crazier than mine, and the father gets arrested, and then one of the sons, the least crazy son, has to take over the business where they develop houses. Oh, okay, so the father's arrested and they develop houses. So, Arrested Development. I get it now. That is so funny. I wonder if they know they did that.
I'm sure it was just serendipity.
Don't call me Dippity. Okay, so the show is really clever and funny, like me. Probably one of the funniest shows out there, but I don't recommend it because there's lots of adultery. So if you're immoral and you like that kind of thing, you can buy the DVDs and watch the third season when it comes out in the fall.
Are we immoral?
No. We're judging them. That's why we can watch it.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're a crazy, wacky family and they develop houses while the father hides in the attic. Yeehaw.
This university is going great. Now all we need is a name for our football team.
Ooh, I got it. The Bloodthirsty Savages, who are indigenous to America.
No Native American names. Those will get us in trouble.
Wait, who said anything about Indians? I'm talking about Italians.
How about the Cowboys?
What? And suffer the wrath of the cowboy community? All they've ever wanted to do was herd cattle peacefully from one place to another. They have been battling their violent image forever.
Well, how about the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, wait. They're trying to shed their violent image, too.
I like the Whomping Wetbacks. How about Whomping Wetbacks?
The Carpet Lickers.
The Less Than Humanists.
How about the Pink Butterflies?
How about the Pillaging Rapists?
The Wiggers.
The Double Cross and Cross Carrying Crusaders. For Christ.
I'll get it. Frank J. of IMEOU speaking. Of course I was embezzling tuition money into offshore accounts. What else was I supposed to do with it? Well, no one told me it was illegal. Come on! We're charging students over $10,000 a semester. Did anyone actually expect us to spend that all on education? Fine, then I guess we'll close down the university. No, I won't give the students their money back. Probably cocaine. Well, that's not what your mother said last night. Stupid FBI. Well, that's it for the university. Someone to help me set charges so we can blow this place up?
Frank, that'll be way too obvious. We'll never get the insurance money.
Insurance money? And that concludes our 13th podcast. I hope you found it educational. And remember,
be on the ball, running.
Read exclusive behind-the-scenes show notes, download past IMAO podcasts, and interact with the performers in the fan forum at our website, www.imaopodcast.com.